This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. In a few minutes, we dive into the delectable delights of gourmet chocolate. First, though, after only 6 hours of deliberations, jurors in Virginia Beach, Virginia, reached a verdict in the case of the man accused of carrying out a series of deadly sniper attacks around Washington, D.C. a year ago. John Allen Muhammad, charged on 2 capital counts of murder, 1 conspiracy count, and a firearms charge, is guilty on all 4. This verdict comes after 3 weeks of testimony in which victims recounted the terror that gripped the Washington area. Slate's legal analyst Dahlia Lithwick joins us to discuss the outcome of this trial. Dahlia, I think this is not a surprise verdict.
No, Alex. I think this is pretty much what we expected to happen. The fact that the jurors only deliberated for 6 hours suggests that all of the just barrage of evidence about the excruciating and heinous nature of these crimes really did, I think, affect them profoundly.
Let me ask you about what is going to happen next, which is the penalty phase of this trial. They're going to decide on the death penalty, which is what the prosecutors want. Is it the same jury? Is it the judge? How do they settle this?
Yeah, it's going to be the same jury. The court is in recess now for 2 hours. At 2:30, they're going to start again. Initially, the judge had said it would probably take around 5 days, but now he's severely restricted the kinds of evidence that can come in the penalty phase, so it may actually go quicker than that. And essentially, the jury has 2 choices. They can choose whether to, in fact, find a capital charge in this case, which means they will be deciding whether or not John Muhammad is going to spend his entire rest of his life in prison or whether he's executed. They can also find a lesser charge. They can find a first-degree murder charge, in which case Muhammad would be eligible for a 20 years to life sentence in prison. So this is really the sort of crucial moment in terms of whether John Muhammad is to be executed or not.
When you say the judge has limited the evidence that can be used in this phase of the trial, what's the limitation? What's happened?
Well, there were a couple of motions that the judge was presented with this morning, even before the jurors came back. The defense wanted to severely limit how many witnesses could testify at the penalty phase. And I need to really emphasize, the penalty phase is sort of where all the emotional evidence comes in. Now, that's a little bit closing the barn door after the horses are out, in this trial, because jurors have already been barraged with that kind of emotional evidence. But this is the stage at which both sides get to say, look, this is a really heinous, horrible person, above and beyond just the charges he's charged with. These are all the other awful things he did. So one of the things that the prosecution wants to bring in the penalty phase, for instance, is that Muhammad attempted to escape from confinement, allegedly, last March. They're going to say, look, this guy is a danger. He could escape and recidivate. That's the sort of thing that the defense wanted to curtail getting to the jury. Another thing that the prosecution wants to introduce is all sorts of evidence of anti-American and anti-Semitic comments that John Muhammad made, again, to sort of emotionally influence the jurors. Judge ruled on that the anti-American comments cannot come in, although the anti-Semitic comments can.
Dahlia, what about an appeal on the part of Mr. Muhammad?
There's no doubt in my mind there will be an appeal, both because, as I said, this trial itself was very, very, very graphic and very heinous. A lot of evidence came in under this one capital charge of spreading terrorism that was really, I think, intended to offend and horrify the jurors, and the defense team has argued throughout that was not appropriate for just a fact-finding innocence or guilt question. More profoundly, the judge made a very crucial ruling last week where he said Virginia's trigger man rule, and I know you and I have talked about this,
yes,
does not really mean that Muhammad's hand had to be on the trigger, that even though traditionally in murder cases of this sort, the prosecution needed to prove that Muhammad actually fired the gun, the judge ruled that it would be enough to show that Muhammad was a principal in the first degree, and what that meant was as long as they could show Muhammad was sort of the brains behind this operation, his hand never needed to be on the gun, and that's going to be a very controversial ruling.
And that involves, of course, his associate, the co-accused Lee Boyd Malvo, the younger man. That trial continues underway as we speak. Slate legal analyst Dahlia Lithwick, thanks very much for joining us again.
My pleasure.